grocery stores, supermarket?
Yeah, well, I've been to the supermarket, but I guess I've heard that term quite a bit, but usually if I'm going to the store, I say I'm going to the white store or to the A&P. I'm going at Kroger's. And then when people ask me, did you go to the supermarket, I say, which one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A little neighborhood store, what would you, any name for that? What would you call them? What did?
A little small grocery store. Just a little neighborhood grocery.
What about one that maybe is, you know, you've seen them on like it's pack of sacks or something, you open from 7 to 11 and
You mean, some of them are called mini marks, and some of them are called, what in the world do they call those things? Family pantries, we have those things all over town.
Convenience
stores. Yeah, convenient food stores, and we do have the 7-Eleven here.
Talking about the food and everything, what about cooking utensils? Maybe you know, if you wanted to fry something.
In the skillet.
Mm-hmm. Or you might plug it, the thing you could plug in, what would you call that?
Electric skillet, yeah.
Have you ever seen them where kind of small little...
Excuse me.
Kind of oven to cook food in a hurry. That
Microwave oven.
What are we talking about stores? What about a small store where you go get like sausages or salads or meats and things like that? Just sandwiches.
Delicatessen, but we don't have many of those here. We don't call them that, down to the deli. We don't have many of those here like they have in big cities. We have one on Gay Street, though, down the Harrells, but that's what we call it, down the Harrells. Mm-hmm. It's real nice.
And a coin-operated place where you go do your clothes.
Laundromat.
And they'll say your dirty clothes, the thing you might put them in with a lid, you might, at home, you might put your clothes in.
In a hamper.
And, if you were cleaning, you know, now instead of using a broom, you might use a
vacuum cleaner.
What do you call the thing you have to empty, you know, in the vacuum cleaner?
Cleaner bag. That's exactly what they are, and expensive.
Say you're mopping the little plastic thing, you might put water in it.
In a bucket.
And let's see. Now the man who, in a funeral, the man who's in charge of the funeral, you call him a
funeral director. See, when you live in a small area like in Knoxville, you just call him by his name, Mr. Tate. And when you automatically say Mr. Tate, if you're here, you know who there. You say, well, Mr. Jonathan, then you know that was Jonathan.
What do you call the vehicle that they take the casket in?
In the hearse.
Any name for buildings where?
In the Monterey.
Or what about buildings where you're interior, where they actually store remains? The name, have you seen the kind of building where they, instead of buried in the ground, they have?
Oh, Muslims. That what you're talking about, the days where they...
Do they even have any in this area?
I don't think so.
I've never been in one.
No, I don't know. I've never been in near.
And last time you did the questionnaire, you probably talked about cigarettes. Any other names that people have for just a regular cigarette? Any other terms that you might hear?
A smoke. I've got a smoke, man. But that's just about it. I don't know. I don't know any other names for a cigarette.
What about a room in the house that's designed to get a lot of sunlight in? Maybe you have a lot of windows and open, maybe even some glass on the roof where you get a lot of sun. Any name for that kind of room in the house? Mm. You might have a lot of plants in there.
Oh, and like if you have a hot house on your house,